Christians young and old are increasingly pressured to change their beliefs. That's why St. Jude said we need to contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. At the San Antonio Worldview Conference, Confessional Lutherans Jonathan Fisk, Jay Weber, Ryan McPherson, and Craig Parton will unmask the false, direct us to Christ and His Word, and defend the faith. The San Antonio Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 11th, San Antonio, Texas. Visit worldviewsa.org. worldviewsa.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It is Friday. We're coming to you live on this 20th day of January. We've come to the end of the broadcast week, and it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners live on Fridays. We have four soundbites that we've collected from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you, and then you're going to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and your vote will decide which of these four will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Joy Pullman of The Federalist, and here she is talking about the danger of the new civics.
America is a unique country. It is not just based on nationality, but it's based on a set of ideals. People come here because they agree, we know, with the ideals articulated in our Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal before they're created with unalienable rights and so forth. But if you don't pass those ideals on to the next generation, they don't learn how what it means and how it means to live practically under that kind of government. So it leads to not only widespread confusion, but it kind of leads to essentially the end of the country. When you do not have people in America who believe in America's uniting founding ideals, you don't have America anymore. So the New Civics, it's a coalition of very left, literally some straight up admitted communists, who are using terms that are attractive to Americans and a lot of public taxpayer dollars. I think the figure is $40 billion estimate annually in this report I'm talking about, to use young people to not teach them about what America means so that they can contribute to that legacy, but basically teaching them to look for grievances and to agitate against them, to create public disturbances, to advocate for a bigger government, a more socialist, communist type of government, and erase America as we know it. The old civics is very knowledge-based. It's idea-based. You know, it's history-based. And the new civics is very emotion-based, not knowledge, you know, not rationality, not sifting through ideas and comparing and respecting the legacy you're handed on to, that so you can continue to add to it and bring it forward to the next generation. But it really is attempting to dismantle what they see as, you know, racist, sexist, misogynist, so on and so forth, oppressive regime that we have in this country, and convert it into something that they consider more equal.
That's soundbite number one, Joy Pullman of The Federalist, on the danger of the new civics. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Ken Samples. Here he is talking about the one way where Jesus, among all the religious leaders that have ever been, is in a category by himself.
You know, if Jesus rose from the dead, if he conquered death, I mean, everybody born into this world dies. We've all had family and friends die. We've all visited a cemetery. If Jesus conquered death, if he came back from the dead, then no matter what you think of his teachings or no matter what you think of historic Christianity, then the message of Jesus' resurrection is the most important thing for anybody to possibly hear. We know that the Buddha died and his ashes were spread. We know that Muhammad died. We know Confucius died. We're not sure if Krishna even ever lived. The fundamental issue is this teaching that Jesus, unlike any other individual ever in history, came back from the dead. That places Christ in a category with no one else. There is no second place. And Todd, one of the most exciting and great things in our evangelism and in our apologetics toolbox is to introduce people to the one-of-a-kind, extraordinary person, Jesus Christ.
That's soundbite number two, Ken Samples, Jesus in a category by himself. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here comes soundbite number three. It's from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. His thoughts on Martin Luther's famous last words, "We are beggars."
Wir sind Bettler, hoc est verum. We are beggars. This is true. Hermann Zasse called this Luther's Vermächtnis an Christenheit, Luther's great legacy to Christianity. That is, over against Rome, over against the gross Pelagianism, synergism, the nonsense, the buying yourself out of purgatory with money or good works or everything else, the ridiculousness of all this, Luther's great legacy is that we are beggars. We have nothing in and of ourselves. Nothing. We bring nothing. Simply to thy cross I cling. And that is his fundamental genius. It's grace. All grace.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison, on Luther's words, "We are beggars." 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Get ready to vote. Here is soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, answering the question, are pastoral vestments pastoral preference?
I had a conversation on the radio many years ago with the person who shall remain nameless, who asked, so really it comes down to this, in all worship style, everything about worship, it really is just what the pastor prefers, right? And I remember looking at him and thinking, why would you come up with that idea? You know, I said, I serve a parish where I don't actually do what I prefer almost any Sunday. And he looked at me, he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, if I had my druthers, we'd be swinging incense every single week. Well, I don't think that would necessarily be helpful to my people, so it's not something that I'm going to insist on or force on them. So the whole point of vestments is precisely not to deal with pastoral preference. It's, in fact, to clothe over and cover over the individuality of the man and his preferences and his taste and his, well, frankly, you know, how fine the duds are that he puts on, and to clothe them instead in something that is decidedly neutral. And what I mean by neutral is that it's not to say anything at all about the man and is designed to say everything instead about the office.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, our pastoral vestments, pastoral preference. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. This break is a great time to give us a call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email your vote to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send it as a tweet @IssuesETC. Or leave it right there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, right after the break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
What are some of the myths of gospel reductionism? I've written part two of an article titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at IssuesETC.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Joy Pullman of The Federalist writes about her journey from charismatic experientialism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu, Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
It is time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, January the 20th. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And those who vote via the telephone, they get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, The Danger of the New Civics? Soundbite number two, Ken Samples, Jesus in a Category All by Himself? Soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison, Martin Luther's famous words, We Are Beggars? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, Our Pastoral Vestments, Pastoral Preference? Let's go to Matthew, who's listening in Indiana. Matthew, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hello, yes, my vote is for the Joy Pullman quote. I think she's homing in on something very critical there that I think our politicians often overlook, this whole notion of the family unit being intact in order to pass down our civic responsibilities and values to the next generation. So I think that's a very important issue she touched on there. So my vote is for Ms. Pullman.
All right. Thank you very much, Matthew. Thanks for listening in Indiana. That's a vote for Joy Pullman, The Danger of the New Civics. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Darren listens in Virginia. He says, on a day when the new president spoke in populist rhetoric while protesters seem to think that violence and vandalism are a legitimate means to overturn the results of an election, it is very tempting to vote for Joy Pullman's warning about the harm caused by teaching our children a false version of civics. However, as important as it might be for our nation, teaching all people the truth about our eternal salvation is far more important, and I choose today to be hopeful. In that spirit, I am voting for Dr. Luther, by the way, of President Harrison. And soundbite number three, the turmoil in our nation echoes that in our souls, and when we try to rely on our own strength and wisdom, rather, we need to recognize that we are beggars, wholly reliant upon God's grace for our salvation, delivered to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. In this, we have hope and peace and are enabled to love and serve our neighbor. Darren, very well put, and thank you for listening in Virginia. Still time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. We have an Issues Etc. book of the month for January that is as timely as it could possibly be in an age where the sexual revolution has literally taken over politically and legally. The book is called Ethics of Sex. You can find out more about it right there at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order this timely resource, Ethics of Sex, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. book of the month for January. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, says she's voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison. Martin Luther's phrase, we are beggars. First, like a clean-shaven face, but I do miss his mustache. And second, because like Luther, I too am a beggar. Marilyn, thanks for listening in Wheaton. The winner this week, according to your votes, for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison, Martin Luther's words, "We are beggars."
Wir sind Bettler, hoc est verum. We are beggars, this is true. Hermann Zasse called this Luther's Vermächtnis an Christenheit, Luther's great legacy to Christianity. That is, over against Rome, over against the gross Pelagianism, synergism, the nonsense, the buying yourself out of purgatory with money or good works or everything else, the ridiculousness of all this, Luther's great legacy is that we are beggars. We have nothing in and of ourselves. Nothing. We bring nothing. Simply to thy cross I cling. And that is his fundamental genius. It's grace. All grace.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, January the 20th. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison, Martin Luther's We Are Beggars. Matthew in Indiana, you're going to get the LPR bundle package if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size. talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send it out to you. Folks, the latest online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article that I've written that is part 2 of an essay called Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel. It's really part 3 of an essay on myths regarding both law and gospel. You can also read about Joy Pullman, one of our soundbite candidates, her journey to confessional Lutheranism in our Wittenberg Trail feature. Click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. Enter your email address and you'll get the free online Issues Etc. journal. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Gnosticism and politics with Pastor Peter Burfind. We'll talk with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller about 4 things that can inform your conscience. And we'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions with Pastor Paul McCain. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the divine service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.